Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we talk about how to break away from sabotaging your marriage with a question such as, does this outfit make me look fat?
What a good question. Oh my gosh. And as we start to dig into this today, I want you to think about this quote attributed to Anonymous that says, "Never ever underestimate the power of your words to build up or tear down the fabric of your marriage."
Ooh, words have power.
Yes, they do. And, you know, as we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug, we give you an opportunity to hear from someone else in the one family, to hear the changes and the challenges that their marriage has gone through and overcome. And this week's hug is sponsored by HelloFresh. Now, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers, I love the deliver part, step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
And that's the truth.
So true. Because each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated trusted sources. And you know, our last box included the Presto Pesto Panko Chicken, which I just kind of like the fact that it's a fun little like tongue twister. But this was so delicious, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love it when I put a meal on the table and all four of us are thrilled that it's on the table. So you can feel confident when cooking with HelloFresh. The simple recipes are going to be outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. And, you know, my favorite aspect is that all of the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits. So you know exactly which ingredients go with which recipe. It just makes being in the kitchen so much easier. So get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving and free shipping. For all of the one family, you can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh by visiting HelloFresh.com/OEM30 and enter code OEM30. That's right. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/OEM30 and enter code OEM30. Now, this hug, we haven't had one of these in a little while. This hug actually comes from a voicemail that we received.
Thank you guys so much for everything that you have been doing over the last, I don't know, like 7 years. I recently got married here like 2 months ago.
Congratulations.
At San Alejo Lagoon. And I have been listening to your podcast nonstop for the past 2 weeks as soon as I found it. My husband has started traveling again for work. So you guys are just the best company and just the best wisdom and godly counsel that I could imagine and ask for, especially when he's gone. So thanks again. You guys are awesome. I'm so glad that we're neighbors and keep it up. Thanks again. You guys rock. Love you. Bye.
Wow. Well, we're honored and blessed to have you part of the one family.
Absolutely. And you know, it's amazing how many of you use us to keep you company when your spouses are traveling or deployed. We love that we get to be a small part of your lives on a regular basis.
That's right.
Now, jumping into the show, Tony opened it with that question, does this outfit make me look fat? Which I'm just going to go out on a limb and say probably somewhere in the vicinity of 100% of the marriages, or pretty close to it, have had that question come up in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's come up in our marriage, and you know, it's been one of those things where
it's a loaded question. That's all I'm going to say right now for you husbands. When you hear that, it's For me, it's a loaded question.
I think Tony's starting to sweat just as we're talking about
we're
it.
We're gonna talk about it, and I'm gonna talk about how I've had to deal with it over the years.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, the idea for this show, and we always love sharing this with you guys, came because we started getting some emails from folks asking if we had done shows on body image, mm-hmm. and what that looks like. And you know, all of these emails start to come the week before I get my period, which is, you know, just one of those times. It's that time during the week when I'm like, nothing in my closet fits, right? And I can go through, I don't know, 5 or 6 outfits while we're trying to get ready to go to church. And mm-hmm. like every time Tony walks into our bedroom, he's like, weren't you just wearing something else? And he kind of looks at me, and then he just, you know, he's learned over the years to just turn around and walk out and not pursue that. But we got into this place of going, okay, what does this look like for other couples? Mm-hmm. Right? Because we've been navigating this conversation or variations thereof for the last 21 years, almost 22. And in that, like, I'm going to be completely transparent here. When Tony and I first met, I was probably 25 to 30 pounds heavier than I am now.
Right.
My weight has fluctuated throughout our married life together. We went through a season where after both kids, my weight dramatically went in the other direction, right? My metabolism sped up and like to the point where I was completely just like skin and bones, mm-hmm. which wasn't attractive either. And so we've had these swings, right? And we've been in this place and we know that a question like, does this outfit make me look fat? Like Tony said, it's a loaded question. And no joke. I mean, like I'm looking at him right now. He's got like a little glisten, like, oh, this one just makes me uncomfortable.
Well, and I want to say this. In the 21 years that I've heard that question, the answer has changed over time. It really has. I think when I was younger and we were newly married, you know, and we didn't have that communication loop already set up like we do now, where there's a good flow going back and forth. Blunt honesty, and things would just go haywire. Now it's a different situation because I know to ask. I'm like, hey, are you about to have your period? Is there something going on with you? Because you're just not settled in right now. So just know that if you're a newly married, you know, you may be looking at this from a different lens than those of us who've been married longer.
Absolutely, and you know, we posed this question to the Position of the Month Club members to say, hey, have you guys ever, assuming we did, that you'd heard it in your marriage. I'm like, what's been the reaction? Right? The nice thing about being a part of the Position of the Month Club members is that you're going to have us ask you these questions and you're actually going to get to have some input on, you know, future shows. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, as one member said, he goes, my wife asks this question all the time. I have one standard answer I give and I do not deviate from. You look fine, dear. It never does make her happy. However, it saves me. Mm-hmm. If I say she does not look fat, she never believes me, gets mad at me for not being honest, and she stays mad for the rest of the day. If I say, yes, it does, I get a frying pan upside my head. Just kidding. If I simply say she looks fine and I try and I stay as neutral as possible, but that doesn't make her happy either. She gets annoyed at me for not being truthful, but it's the least dangerous of all the responses, you know? And it's one of those things. And, you know, as I said, Position of the Month Club members, if you want to, you know, check it out for as little as $2 a month, you can join the club and begin your journey to extraordinary today. Just go to positionofthemonthclub.com. Mm-hmm. You'll see all the information there. But I want you to think about the dynamics of that situation. You know, the wife's asking a question about her appearance and or weight, which means that she's already thinking there's something not quite right about the outfit or about, like Tony said, when he asks me about how I'm feeling, right? Husband does not want to ruin the day, the date, the night, the vacation, whatever mm-mm. it is.
We don't, guys, right? We're going, hold up. Because honestly, what goes through my mind is like, I've been romancing or we've been having a fun talk and we're sort of giddy and we're going to be going out. And exactly this is what's running through my mind. I do not want to ruin date night, possibly having sex. This is truth and honest coming out right now because I've done it. I've said it. Oh yeah, you do. And then it's just like, forget it. I've lost the evening. And it's not a cool place to be.
Right. And, you know, so he's in this literally stuck between a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. Right. And ladies, I want you to be aware of this, because you need to know when he gets the deer in the headlights look, what's going through his head. Right. He knows that if he says yes, that the wife, his wife, is going to be hurt, disappointed, mad. No. Even if we ask the question, we don't actually want to get the answer that, yes, honey, that outfit makes you look fat. Yeah.
Frustrated.
Yeah. And he knows that if he says no, just like, you know, the husband commented from the Position of the Month Club, she's going to doubt that he's telling the truth. Right. And maybe, you know, wonders if he's even paying attention. Like, did you even see what I put on? Or you just like kind of knee jerk reaction. So it actually, that question is one that can set your marriage up for a lose-lose situation. And we are not advocates ever of lose-lose.
No.
We're always trying to find the win-win. And the thing is, it's not about whether she thinks she looks good in the outfit. It's about so much more. And I know this, like, complete transparency. I know when I'm asking Tony, it's because I usually don't feel good about myself. Right? Because maybe I am bloated and, you know, just like I said, it's usually the week before my period and nothing's fitting.
And here's the crazy thing that I see. Elisa is feeling bloated. She's not feeling her best physically. All right. I can't see it. I don't know. Maybe some of you can, but her telling me she feels bloated, I don't see a thing. And so when she asks that question, it's sort of interesting that it just gets brought up and talked about here, because it allows me to go, okay, there's something happening with Elisa, which I've known, but it's a specific area now where she's like, I feel bloated. It's not a visual though. I'm not getting the visual here. So that's what can hamper me from being able to go, what's going on?
Right. It's not like I have a neon sign over my head that says, guess what? I feel, but you know, we're men. So you understand when a wife is asking this question, right? She's trying to get a read from you. You know, do you see me? Right. Am I more than just my physical beauty to you? You know, am I still attractive to you after all these years, after having kids, after dealing with health conditions or whatever it is? And so it's not a question about the outfit. It's a question about her identity with you and within the marriage. And yeah, in preparing for this show, guys, I went and did some research just on how women specifically rate their beauty and all of these different things. And in 2004, Dove brand, so, you know, Dove soap and, you know, shampoo and all that kind of stuff, they commissioned a study entitled The Real Truth About Beauty, a global report. And they had 3,200 respondents to this, women between the ages of 18 and 64 in 10 countries.
Okay.
And I want to share some of these numbers with you because even getting ready to share them with you, when I first read the numbers, it brought me to tears because I was shocked that there were so many women that don't see themselves or don't identify as beautiful. It said only 2% of the women around the world choose beautiful to describe their looks. Approximately 40% do not feel comfortable describing themselves as beautiful, and that's across that entire age spectrum, so 18 to 64. Almost 3/4 of women rate their beauty average. So you have 72% women walking around thinking, I'm just average. That's how I would describe myself. 48% of women strongly agree with the statement, when I feel less beautiful, I feel worse about myself in general. And more than half of the women strongly agree that physically attractive women are more valued by men. So there's this whole mindset that's going on out there that women are saying, you know what, I'm not beautiful. And then we go to get dressed to go out and we're like, does this outfit make me look fat? Right? And, you know, it's crazy because, like, I'm no scientist. I mean, that's no surprise to you guys that Tony and I are not doctors. We're not scientists, but these numbers terrify me. And I think they should probably terrify you too, because there's an epidemic of women who are questioning themselves and sabotaging their marriages by asking these questions instead of asking for what they really need, which is acknowledgement and validation. Because here was the shocking number in all of this. 88% of women said being loved and having a strong relationship or marriage are of great importance in making them feel beautiful.
Wow.
So you have all these women, only 2% that would choose the word beautiful to describe themselves, but 88% that said, if my marriage or my relationship are strong and I feel loved, that goes so far in making me feel beautiful.
Mm.
Think about that, right? Guys, you want to have an impact on your wife. And we've shared this before. I mean, we've shared the show Beautiful Wife, you know, so many times, you know, roughly 6 years ago when we rewrote the intro and you know, started sharing it with all of you. And Tony just drops in the word beautiful. I don't get introduced anywhere without Tony dropping that word in, right? This is my beautiful wife, Elisa. In fact, I think that's just like, this is Elisa. This is my beautiful wife, Elisa. Right? Because the power of words to not have it be about the outfit. Guys, it's not about the outfit. Wives, it's not about the outfit. It's about creating, you know, this mindset, this attitude in your marriage that I see you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That I think you're attractive. And this, let me just be real clear. This goes both ways, because wives, your husbands need to hear this too. Right. But as we're talking about this and we're talking about body image, you know, you really have the opportunity here to make the extraordinary, to create it in your marriage, to overcome those numbers.
And Elisa brought up the show Beautiful Wife. That's episode 338. And I'll drop it here in the show notes as well for you guys to listen to. But here's the thing with that too. And I think what's helped when Elisa comes to me and goes, does this look good on me? Which is a deviation to it, does this make me look fat or whatever you want to say. It doesn't always have to be that one question. We all know the different deviations to that. Being able to speak life into her, and what we said at the top with the quote, you know, words have power. Mm-hmm. Being able to speak life into her for so long, telling her that she is my beautiful wife, or when I introduce her, or whatever it may be, that honestly, when she does ask that question, it doesn't hinder or break our marriage or foundation of our marriage. If I say, it's not great, she's not going to crumple and get mad at me and frustrated anymore. It's because I'm continuously validating her in our marriage, mm-hmm. in our relationship, not about her physical appearance, but overall, she is beautiful from top of her head to the bottom of her toes, to her soul, to her heart, to her mind, to her physical appearance. But that is something that is said continuously. And so when a question like this does come up, it's not a rattler like it was when we first got married, where it was like, oh shoot, like that just screwed up the entire evening, the dinner, possibly sex, and whatever else may come.
Because it's not just, you know, validating our spouses, you know, getting away from this place of sabotage is not just a one and done. Right? We have to be nurturing our relationships day after day, mm-hmm. moment after moment. And it's like, you know, the quote that says, you know, when you're talking about the grass being greener, right? You know, grass is always greener on the other side. No, the truth is that the grass is always greener where you feed it and where you nurture it and where you care for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So to make our marriages places where a question like this does not have power. Right? To make our marriages be a place where, you know, now 21 years later, I can ask that question and we're in a different headspace,
mm-hmm.
because our emotional intimacy is operating in different. Let me tell you, those early years, because I didn't know any better about asking the question. And I was, you know, generally I'm like, I want to look good for you going out, right? That's where that was really my motivation. But, you know, my beautifully, wonderfully direct husband in the early years of our marriage, as we were not figuring out our communication so well, would be like, yeah, that one doesn't look good. And I didn't know how to handle that. Right? I was like, well, what do you want me to wear? You know, and I'd be all kinds of sassy pants back. All kinds. And here's the thing, guys. We don't want you to sabotage your marriage. Mm-hmm. We don't want a question like this to derail date night or vacation or your time together or your sexual intimacy, right? We want to help you create a shift in your marriage so that if you are going to ask this question, everybody's on board with what it's going to look like, or you're going to ask something different to really get at the heart of what you're trying to accomplish here, mm-hmm. right? And before we share ideas on that, we want to thank this week's sponsor, HelloFresh. And you can get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving and free shipping. So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/OEM30 and enter code OEM30. Now I want to share, I mentioned at the top of the show that we'd gone to the Position of the Month Club, and I want to share some of the positive responses that, you know, husbands and wives had said. And one person said, I feel like this is an area, this is coming from a wife. She said, I feel like this is an area where we can choose not to, we can choose not to set our husbands up for failure. I would rather ask, how does this look, and have him respond that he doesn't think it's right for the occasion, really loves such and such an outfit, et cetera, rather than backing him into a corner with having to give yes or no on my weight.
Get defensive, man. You back somebody into a corner like that, they're going to get defensive. Possible words are going to come out that are not going to be helpful or appreciated or liked. And so let's not set our marriages up for failure here.
Absolutely. And I love that she said, you know, identify some specific things. Is it right for the occasion?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or if you've got a favorite outfit, husbands, if there are some outfits that are in your wife's closet that you absolutely love, this is just as an aside, let her know.
Yeah. Like none, like just naked is fine with me.
Okay. Well, that's not always appropriate for leaving the house. So yes, at home, by ourselves in our bedroom, naked outfit, yes, that works. But if I have to leave our bedroom,
yes,
I need a little more feedback there. Another wife said, I am so very lucky. I've always struggled with my weight and my perception of my body has always been off. I've never asked this question, does this make me look fat? But in the times I felt a little insecure, he always boosts my confidence. Another wife said, I refuse to say it. If I don't like how I feel in an outfit, it's time for it to go. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
I like that one. So, it's true. Take away the friction
mm-hmm.
that's causing the pain, which in this point is I don't look good in it or I don't feel good in it. So get rid of it. If it's causing that much friction, then why is it even in your closet anymore?
Right. Sometimes you just got to let it go.
Let it go. We actually, in our bedroom, we have a little corner that has become this corner for us is, we put something on, or maybe it just doesn't. We did a show called Holy Underwear a long time ago. You know, if those underwear are holy and they're ratty, you know, those can go in the trash. But other clothes that we know that we could donate to our local Goodwill or Salvation Army, there's a little corner. We put the clothes right there. From there, they just go into a box. It's in the car, and when we're going by one of those, we drop it off. It's done. Out of mind, out of sight, let's move on.
Mm-hmm. And the last response that came in was, if either of us even starts to say it, it's usually a sign we're not eating well or eating out too much.
Mm.
It's a trigger to focus on cooking at home and planning nutritious food for the next week.
And that, hey, been there.
Wow.
Been there ourselves, you know, consuming too much, maybe too much alcohol, too much unhealthy food, mm-hmm. you know, going out, even eating in and not eating healthy food.
Right.
You know, snacking on the chips. Hey, did that yesterday. You know, things of that nature. And that's the truth, because honestly, last night I was going to bed and I felt I had eaten a little later than I thought. And I remember just going to bed going, geez, I'm not feeling good. So I love her communication there of just saying, hey, it's a trigger for us to focus on cooking better, planning better.
Absolutely. And you know, each one of these responses, you have within it the choice not to put the husband on the defensive, right? To say, you know what, mm-hmm. I'm gonna, you know, like, let's get to the heart of the matter, right? Because communication on what the needs are creates a shift, right? When we get really specific in what we need, wives, then we can ask a question to our husbands that is more appropriate for the situation. And that's...
Can I just say one thing though, too, as we're discussing that this can go both ways.
Yes.
Guys can feel the same way. Unfortunately, I think more times than not, it is coming from a wife asking this.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's why we're really looking at it from that perspective. Not to say I've never asked it, because I have. I have asked, and I don't think I say if, does this outfit look fat on me? But it's more like, do I look right? Does this shirt feel tight? Does it look tighter on me? Mm-hmm. These pants aren't feeling, so this still can go both ways.
So wives, let's get to the point of asking the real question instead of making him guess, what is she meaning here?
Mm-hmm. What is she right? trying to
like,
ask me?
I'm going to get myself in trouble. You know, maybe ask, like the one wife said, is this the right outfit for the occasion? Right, but, you know, black tie or casual or we're hanging out with your friends or whatever. Is this the right outfit? Is this what you wanted to see me wear tonight? Right, let's find out what those favorite outfits are besides the naked, because if you're going out, like, we'd love to see you dressed. Or, you know, if you've got some concerns, you know, I'm worried about this event, who will be there, what I'm going to say or do. Tell me that you love me. Right? Get it. Let's get into that core identity, because a lot of times, whether we're not feeling well or there's some anxiety around an event, we'll internalize that and it'll come out. Does this outfit make me look fat? So
That's good. That's good. That's really good, because I wouldn't have gone there personally. I don't go from the event to my outfit, where you're saying you would go, hey, I'm not too sure about the event, who's going to be there, how I need to be presented.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, guys. Knowledge.
I've had that many times. I mean, everything from networking events to, you know, weddings.
Okay.
Right? And you know, how am I going to present myself? Right? And so that anxiety, like, that has been behind, you know, over the years when I'm like, what about this outfit? Right? And so knowing that, husbands, knowing that sometimes we just physically don't feel well, knowing that sometimes emotionally we're just kind of like, what's going on, right? I feel frazzled. I feel this. Then understand that the question's generally not about her weight, right? Or, you know, does this outfit make me look fat? This goes back to, you know, what we were talking about, feeding your marriage mm-hmm. all the time, not just on those times when she's like, does this outfit make me look fat? Remind her that she's always beautiful to you, no matter what she's wearing, or as Tony's brought up a few times in the show, what she's not wearing. Right? Your recognition of who your wife is will put her in that 88% of women who say that being loved and being in a strong relationship contributes to me feeling beautiful.
And that is the power of your words 100 times before this question comes up.
Because it's important that you validate her on how she, you know, her physical beauty. But more importantly, and I remember speaking at a conference years ago when there were a lot of women who couldn't accept the words, you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because they're like, beauty fades and all this kind of stuff. So it's important also to validate who she is, right? Character-wise, those things that aren't going to change, that she's a confident woman, that she's, you know, killing it wherever she's killing it, right? Like, you know, taking ground in whatever her sphere is, reminding her of that and you know, encouraging her, right? And it's okay. And ladies, just so you know, I'm going to give your husbands permission to ask, what do you really want to know? And I'm going to demand of each wife to answer that question. If you need a hug, if you need encouragement, if you just need to say, have him say, you know what, you are always beautiful to me. Tell him. Neither one of you have ESP, and he doesn't need to have that backed into the corner feeling. And you don't need to be looking at him like, what are you going to answer? Right? Instead, set your marriage up for success. Don't sabotage it with this question. Ask for what you need and foster that emotional intimacy in your marriage.
Yeah, this is a big topic for all of us. And it's not one that is going to just go away like that. It just isn't. In the 21 years that Elisa and I have been married, like I said before, we've gone through different phases of it. And I will say right now is by far one of the easiest, because again, validating her in a way that she knows that she's beautiful from the top of her head to the tips of her toes, inside and out. That word beautiful, it had to be expressed and shared how I see it too for her. It's not just a physical beauty. It's just that she is beautiful, I believe, from inside and out, you know? And so being able to share that with her, let her know that, makes a huge difference when she does come up to me and says, do I look good in this outfit? And sometimes I don't even have to say anything. I'll just be like, honey, pick whatever makes you feel beautiful. And that in itself can allow her to just go, okay, I'm good with this. I'm good with what I'm going to put on right now. So go out there this week, guys and ladies. Go out there. Again, find that word that you can use to describe your wife. Because like I said, you're going to have to use that word 100 times more. And you're going to have to continue to use it to let them know that you see them, that you're validating them, that you're lifting them up. And so when the question does come around, does this make me look fat? You can say truthfully and honestly what's going on, and it's not going to crush them. And that's the key. And then ruin your entire day, evening, event, whatever you're doing. So go out there, you guys. Love on each other. Use words that are going to lift you up. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.